The Hangover Diaries, Totally Smashed, by Yuhav Warinen. Read by Richard Golding. Monday, March 23rd, 1998. I met a woman at a local bar last night. She was at least a head taller than me, and I could tell right away that she could drink at least as much as I can. I mean, real wild-like. I was able to get this gargantuan to come over to my place, promising her more of the hard stuff. I'm sure the bitch would have lapped it all up even if I gave it to her from the toilet. I passed out in my loft bed around 3 in the morning. My clock radio said 3:15 when this redwood plopped down on top of me buck naked and said, "We gonna fuck?" It turned out to be the biggest mistake of my life when I said yes, because it almost got me evicted. For one thing, the woman's legs were so long her knees kept knocking against the ceiling like she was tapping something out in Morse code. And she kept screaming out, "More! More! Harder! Harder!" for 2.5 hours straight. Toward the end, I was pretty much coming off my buzz, and I was afraid that all that banging was gonna give me an aneurysm. The bitch passed out a little before 6. Thank God. Tuesday, March 24th. I woke up with a splitting headache and had to piss like a racehorse. It hurt so fucking much to take a whiz I had to scream when it came out of my dick. It was such a brutal morning after, my own screaming startled me. And it woke the bitch up. Last night's pounding made my hair stick to my scalp, making it look like I had a helmet on. I was hoping the giant nympho would get lost soon so I could get rid of this fucking hangover. She didn't make any moves to leave, though, just sat stark naked in the kitchen and started finishing off the last of my beer. I downed all that was left as fast as I could before the old cow could have a chance to guzzle down all my bottles. Polishing it off so fast made me want to hurl. The bitch didn't make any moves to leave, even after she'd pawed all the suds down her throat. She sprawled out on the couch, naked. Her legs were so long she could have used her toes to turn the TV on from where she was sitting. I had a bucket of hooch brewing in the bathroom. I decided to have some, even though it wasn't fully fermented yet. The bitch followed me in, saw the bucket, hauled it into the living room, and began scooping up ladlefuls like it was water. This really pissed me off, so I totally started chugging that half-fermented shit. We drank all day. Later that night, I climbed up to the loft, wasted. I woke up to the creaking of the loft steps. The behemoth bitch dove on top of me with the look of a mad cow in her eyes. I was sure I was going to get my second eviction warning. "More! More! Harder! Harder!" the half-brute screamed out. After we finished, she chilled out a little. But then, just as I was about to doze off, I woke up to her grunting in my ear, "I want more of you." After 4 hours of banging, I finally got to sleep, even though it felt like my groin was on fire. As I was drifting off, I suddenly sat up and felt a terrible churning in my gut. That half-fermented hooch was beginning to do its dirty work. I knew I'd never make it down the stairs, so I jumped over the railing and made a dash for the shitter. And the sounds that came from the pot made me think I was dumping all my intestines out. My cold sweat was in a puddle on the floor, and I was pushing my entire stomach out of my ass. Then there was a knock on the bathroom door, and I heard a mournful plea. "You gonna be in there long?"
"Yeah, pretty sure," I grunted.
A more demanding knock.
"I'm gonna have to get in there pretty soon."
I heard the woman's gurgling stomach through the door. The hooch had done its job on her, too, and her intestines were probably a few meters longer than mine. I shouted for her to wait her turn. A minute later, I heard the nervous friction between her fat legs on the other side of the door, then a splatter, then 2 more. The bitch sobbed.
"Well, you wouldn't let me in."
She wound up spraying shit all over the foyer walls, and even on the coat stand. Wednesday, March 25th. The bitch finally left this morning. Before she did, she asked if we could get together again and talk. No fucking way. I spent the whole day scrubbing the walls with disinfectant and puking. Later, I went out to get some smokes. At the newsstand, I dug out some money from my...